The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Time. It was a lot of fun.
We're in, and that's what counts. That's what matters. Lots of Americans decided they were going to take a long lunch in many cases, or drag out breakfast if they were on the West Coast. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Did you watch Team USA? At least you know the results, and if you don't, I'll tell you now. Germany beats Team USA 1-0. But because of the way the groupings are and goals and the previous win and tie by Team USA, they move on, as does Germany, to the round of 16, a.k.a. the knockout round. So this is do or die. If they win against Belgium next Tuesday, they move on. Bravo, Team USA. Not a lot of people had faith that this was a team that was going to go very far, frankly, and they've managed to do it. They've traveled the most distance of any of the teams competing at the World Cup. And their opponent today, they practically tripled the miles that they had to cover. Getting there, qualifying, also being in the host country and where they were playing. So, again, go Team USA. Very exciting to watch it. I grabbed my coffee. I got up and I started watching, and it was exciting. There was a couple of wild moments in the game and a lot of great defense, I think, from the USA team. In the end, just one goal. So it all ended up working out because of Portugal and Ghana, the final score there. Portugal 2-1 over Ghana, and it all worked out. How about that? Not working out, however, are a couple of things that are part of what I call the water cooler buzz in your backyard, I bet, and certainly my backyard. I had somebody come up to me today, and they did know what I do, and said, "What's up with the emails? Well, how come the government can't get a good IT guy?" And I said, "Oh, I think it's a little more complicated than that." And of course, automatically, you know, it's the lowest learner situation. It's incredibly suspicious. All you have to do is ask any computer expert for the explanation of hard drive crashes and specific emails, and they'll tell you, okay, yes, hard drives can crash. But now this is something that's spread. It's like a disease in the government, because it's not just lowest learner that's saying that's happening. The head of the EPA had that happen over a former employee who suspiciously was on the hook for some fraud that they were looking into, but they couldn't find the emails because, guess what, the system crashed. So in Lois Lerner's case, they're starting to really poke holes in the claims that they did everything they could to retrieve the lost emails that they're blaming on a 2011 hard drive crash. There have been three congressional hearings, if you're paying attention, probably some more to come. Everybody wants the emails in question from mid-2011 between Lerner and the information technology team about the computer failure, which was attached to their apology that was delivered to Congress earlier this month, saying that that's what happened. The IRS commissioner testified this week and said that the emails were proof, because they had emails saying that, oh, here's what happened, oh, we're sorry, that they had proof that it had crashed, that the hard drive had crashed. But the communications that she had with the IT people still refer to her, really, her desire to retrieve lost personal files, not emails. The chief executive of information security at TrustedSec, I happened to read this, it was either on Fox or CNN or somewhere, said that the detail is a suspicious that when the government computers crash, email recovery should be a priority. But in her communication, there's not even a talk about recovery of the emails. It didn't seem like they wanted to recover the data. And it's very specific, the snapshot they want, because they're trying to, throughout these hearings, trying to determine what happened with the Tea Party applications for tax-exempt status that got shoved to the side. So was she like the lone wolf, like, I'm going to do this, let's just put these all in a pile? Did somebody point her in that direction? That's really what this boils down to. It's the answer to a question that we're not getting from Lois Lerner. And it makes it more suspicious. And then the crashing and the hard drive, and that makes it more suspicious. And then the vagueness of the email to the IT person, that makes it more suspicious. Right? Of course. And it does show that she reaches out to them for the lost personal files, and that's it. That's it. So there were other emails, by the way, that showed that the techs at the IRS failed to recover the data in question despite exhausting what they call all avenues. So Lerner was told that all the sectors on her hard drive were bad and it was unrecoverable. They couldn't get it. They could not get it. And so then she wrote back, thanks for trying, and this is the ultimate line. I'm going to make a t-shirt with this. Sometimes stuff just happens. Now, a lot of times somebody puts a different word in there, but I like sometimes stuff. So vague, isn't it? Just happens. Yeah, come on now. I don't care if you're a Democrat. You have to think that this is just wrong. I've talked about the fact that I know two people that work for the government, and I asked them about this, and even their eyebrows raise. Of course, one of them works for the IRS and couldn't come on this show, and her connection to me, it wouldn't be good for her if that was uncovered, but she's worked for the IRS since she was 18 years old and said, yeah, sometimes they have problems with systems and that kind of stuff, but that they have lots and lots of backups because of that. So in her estimation, this seems implausible, like something's a little off at this point. Something just doesn't seem right. Is that what you think? Is something a little off with this? I'll say it again. Just answer the question. Could we get an answer to the simple question? Was it Lois Lerner being rogue? She ran the department, decided, I'm a super Dem. I'm not going to allow these people to get tax-exempt status. You know, they're not going to get what other 501c4 groups get. Not going to happen. So I'm just going to put them in a pile and then I'll process them whenever. And it might take a little bit longer or they'll just get automatically rejected. Some people say that's what it comes down to, that there's not a vast conspiracy overall. But then I think she needs to come clean and say it, but I don't think we're going to have that. By the way, according to the IRS agency, they employ, say, typical employees have an email limit of 500 megabytes or 6,000 emails. It was lower than that at the time of Lerner's computer crash. To deal with limits, employees are supposed to move anything that qualifies as official records onto their own hard drive and even print them out when they're freeing up space. If the hard drive goes down, the files can be lost. Don't we know it? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We've got 10 tons of sandbags right now holding back the water. We've got 6 more tons that we're working on right now, and it's just a matter of trying to keep the water back. It's a muddy, mucky job.
Some people are dealing with floods across the country, and in Minnesota, there's a few areas where it's pretty bad. Apparently, Prior Lake, that's what they're talking about there, doing that sandbagging thing. Some of you can relate if you've ever been in a flood or came close to one. In Texas, there were cars that were stranded. People were practically floating out of their cars in some of the areas in Fort Worth, Texas, which is about 45 minutes from downtown Dallas. And I know there were flooding in some other places as well. Nathan Reeder, you're there at the mothership in Minneapolis. So this deal with Prior Lake looked pretty bad. How awful was that?
You know, frankly, I've been coming to work and kind of listening to a little bit about the weather, but I haven't seen local news station about it, so I haven't heard too much, but when I'm on my way home, I can definitely tell the river is right at its seams.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bursting.
Mm.
Right? Yeah,
well,
so it's
down just a little bit further than us here at the studio. Yes, that's where Prior
Lake
is.
Wow. And flooding, is that common for Minnesota? I mean, all the lakes anyway, and some of the areas that you're right up to the brink?
Practically, it's a little more common, I think, northwest.
Little more northwest, all right. So it's pretty tough. You know, when that happens, when you start to hear about flash floods, I mean, there's your big warning call. As much as I know some people are just freaks for listening to everything that the Weather Channel has to say, and I have to say I'm the opposite of that, because what are we talking about here? It's always like politics, news. I'm a news junkie, a politics junkie. You know that. Business, sports, whatever. And weather is just not high on my list. I just got to go with the flow, except for when I'm going somewhere and I pay attention to that, or when we're doing the show for all of you, we're paying attention to the overall weather. But when you hear flash floods, that means there is a good chance. Look at those. Look at the radar. It's easy to pull up a radar, a radar screen. And when you see that, boy, you want to be careful of not just jumping in the car and taking off for some of those low-lying areas and just forgetting about it. And I think people space that sometimes. I've seen how fast, that's why they call them flash floods. I've seen how fast that can happen. This isn't a lecture. It's just a gentle suggestion that when you hear it, be careful. And once again, it's like it's been sort of the theme since January. The whole idea of just brushing aside emergency preparedness, this is another good reminder of why it's important. Because power goes out, you are stumbling around looking for lights, trying to figure out what you're doing. Do you have documents in a safe place that you'll need? Something happens, the house gets flooded, the house catches on fire. I've seen this happen all too often to too many people who just assume that it's not going to happen to them. So if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen to me. So I'm not worried about it. I'm not sitting here obsessing that I'm going to be the person who gets hit by the tornado or deal with the hurricane or deal with the floods. But it's better to be prepared than to find yourself caught in a situation where if you had just had a couple of things, it would have been so much easier to survive whatever it is. And that's that whole thing of that you heard the people at the top throwing on sandbags, do whatever they have to do, just try to keep that water back while they can shore down everything that they could possibly maybe grab or fix or make sure it's elevated to a higher area. Let's say that. How about this? I call it ISIS. Some people say ISIS or ISIS, the terror group. Either way, nasty. And now at this point, Syrian radicals have, they say, brainwashed and kidnapped. So it's not just in Iraq, and we know that. They've kidnapped 140 Kurdish schoolboys in and what they've done in Syria. They've forced them to take daily lessons in radical Islamic theology. And during this time, what happened was armed fighters in pickup trucks stopped buses driving kids back to their hometown from their junior high final exams. Imagine that. And then said, went on the bus, how can you sit with the girls? It's forbidden. And they started yelling at them. They separated the female students, took only the boys. Then the convoy of the fighters forcibly escorted the all-male group to a controlled city by ISIS in northern Syria. A month later, all the boys, from 14 to 16, hostages. There were a handful that escaped. And when they got back, they told everybody what had happened and talked about what it was like to be kidnapped. And, of course, the girls and the bus driver and everything else, they knew that. But how awful is it to think that's how big this threat is? You're just a kid, you're taking exams, you're on a bus, and then you're forced at gunpoint to get off a bus and adopt a way of jihadi hatred, just poisoning your mind. That's the kind of things that are happening. And they're targeting kids for recruitment by providing military training in school settings, part of education programs run by the groups. And they're trying to give kids, they say, dangerous tasks and encourage them to volunteer for suicide attacks. I mean, do you stand a chance against that? Ugh, awful. And there was even a Syrian doctor, because I want you to know what this group's about. There was even a Syrian doctor who told Human Rights Watch that he treated a boy who was maybe about 12 or younger, whose job was to whip prisoners in the ISIS detention centers. Flat out, it's all about brainwashing. It's all about isolating the kids. It's all about threatening the locals. for looking at the boys. Ugh, awful. So imagine Iraq. Imagine some of the things are starting to happen there. They're handing out the Quran, and then it gets nastier. And that's what's happened in Syria. It's like Syria's all but forgotten because of the focus on Iraq, and especially from the United States' point of view, so much of the focus is Iraq, Iraq, Iraq. Fighter planes overhead, ready to go at a moment's notice, 500 special forces finding their way back into Baghdad. But these are some of the other things that are doing. And they watched as they have a video going where a 15-year-old boy was forced to watch a video of fighters cutting off a man's head. And then they yell things that this is jihad for the sake of God. Well, you get the message. And this is what it's about. It's about endorsing Sharia law. It's about forcing kids into the funnel. It's about seducing other people to take money to join in the group and do whatever they can to take over Iraq. It's not going to end easily. It's not going to end peacefully. And the Syrian civil war, by the way, so far, they say, if you added up all the bodies and put them out across the land, you'd have 162,000. And this has no signs of let up. And this is going to be the same thing in Iraq. And that's why so many of the people just flat out left. Whatever they had on their back, they just started to run for the border. Just get me out of here. I got to get out of here. And I think that's probably what's going to happen. There's probably going to be more of that. So then it makes you think, too. It's just like in Syria. They're in a 3-year civil war. But the government is going to have presidential elections. Do you think they're going to have a fair vote in a war zone? You think that's going to happen? Nah, I don't think so. And this is exactly what's unfolding in the country next door in Iraq. It's only just begun. Only just begun. And how far the U.S. gets sucked into this, boy, I hope not very. But I might be answering my own question. Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, you reacted to a lot of things, mostly what was happening with the Supreme Court, the ruling that affects the presidency, mostly thumbs up across the board, and a few other things on your mind as well. We'll check them next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Shout out to all of you listening across the country. WFLN in Florida, getting a lot of emails from Florida, and we're about to kick off in yet another nook and cranny in Florida, in Sarasota, Florida. So can't wait for that. We have even more details to come and a few other surprises as well next week and the following week. Next week is 4th of July. Can you believe it already? How do we get here? How do we get to 4th of July? What happened to the first half of the year? We are done 6 months. That is shocking to me. Shocking. All right, speaking of shocking, I guess it shouldn't be shocking anymore. Every single day you are pegging the emails into the red. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
By the way, when I say it's pegging into the red, it means, you know, when you have to look at your mail, otherwise it's too full and there's no space. That's what I'm talking about. So on that note, our first one comes to us from Gary, who listens in Indiana. Oh, I know there's a joke in there, but I'm going to leave it alone. And Gary says, Kate, I love it. Finally, the Supreme Court with a big, 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 did I say that enough? Big, big victory, I think, for people who care about the Constitution and presidential overreach, to say the least, and I'm being kind. The recess appointments are ridiculous, and the latest one from the NLRB by the president was absolutely outrageous. And the issue was over the three people named by Obama to the board. Were they ineligible to serve because their appointments were made when the Senate was in pro forma session during the 2011-2012 winter holiday break, by the way, because it was the chamber was really empty. They were convening every 3 days without any business conducted and blah, 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 and that was known. So the Constitution allows a president to fill temporary appointments during a recess without congressional approval, but more recently, they're trying to stop that, or trying to thwart, because they're saying that they're trying to thwart certain appointments by technically shutting down the Senate, by never technically doing that. And it's creating partisan gridlock. That's what some of the Democrats in the Senate would tell you. So that's what led to the president deciding what he was going to do when it came to the NLRB, right? So the new presidential spokesperson, Josh Earnest, talked with reporters on Air Force One and said the White House was deeply disappointed in the decision and said the administration is still reviewing it. So the court's opinion doesn't have an immediate effect because Democrats controlling the Senate imposed rules making it harder for Republicans to block Obama's nominees. But a change in Senate control after the midterm elections, Republicans need six, could renew the disagreements. Justice Stephen Breyer said, "We conclude the recess appointment clause does not give the president the constitutional authority to make the appointments here at issue. We hold that the Senate is in session and not in recess when the Senate says that is in session." How about that? The court did say the executive could use his power to make recess appointments even when the vacancy occurred before the Senate goes on break. Oh, my. So to achieve what they did, I think the court took a limited approach, avoiding a decision that could have led to more recess scenarios, which would blunt the executive power probably even more. Four conservative justices, do we know who they are, of course, wanted the colleagues with the robes to go further and explained that the majority bends over backwards to preserve some of the president's options. How about that? And the Senate certainly weighed in on it. Mitch McConnell said, "I welcome the Supreme Court's important decision today. This administration has a tendency to abide by laws that it likes and disregards those it doesn't." Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, said President Obama did the right thing when he made these appointments on behalf of the American workers. Now, it's interesting, if you look at recess appointments, Ronald Reagan made 240. George H.W. Bush made 77, Clinton 139, George W. Bush 171, Obama has made 32. Somebody said to me today, and I saw a great little story on this, and I was jotting notes, and I knew some of these already, but how about Chief Justice Earl Warren? He was, believe it or not, a recess appointment. How do you feel about Alan Greenspan? He was a recess appointment. Dwight Eisenhower, a recess appointment. Judge Thurgood Marshall, a recess appointment. I say that what Obama did was like cheating at poker and knowing everybody's watching. Like the camera's on you and they want to boot you. And the crazy thing that happened there is, or now will happen there, is the court's ruling would probably put in jeopardy some decisions made by Richard Cordray, who was appointed to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's being challenged in another court somewhere else, by the way. He was named the same day as the three National Labor Relations Board appointments. That gave the board a full panel for the first time in a year. And the lawsuit, how it ended up in the Supreme Court's lap, was brought by Noel Canning, a family-owned Yakima, Washington bottle company, which complained that the board improperly ruled in favor of Teamsters Local 760 during contract negotiations. Company executives said the board lacked a binding quorum because the recess appointments made by Obama were not legal. And that's ultimately the case that led to the challenge. I think it's a good ruling. I think it's a solid ruling. The timing is interesting, but the ruling is absolutely, I think that the ruling is absolutely solid. Because, you know, it's all about legal basis, going back and to look at other legal cases. And the basis on the legal side of it came from a 1993 Department of Justice brief saying the president should act only if the Senate is in official recess more than 3 days. And this was a more than an overreach. So this was a really good thing. I went off on a tangent because, of course, we're doing the mailbag, but let's get another one quickly. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, bravo to the Supreme Court. Often I don't agree with their rulings. Sometimes it's kind of quirky. This was a good one when it comes to the National Labor Relations Board appointments. That should not happen again. There shouldn't be these recess appointments, especially when it comes to Obama. Boo. Boo, boo. He's not transparent, only in his desire to do whatever he wants to do. So I think the Supreme Court got it right. Got one here from Joseph, listening to us in Florida, who says, Katie Kate, I had to quickly get this in. I heard you talking about that guy in Georgia who left his kid in the car and the little boy sadly died. I think he is guilty as sin. And they ought to put him in a sauna for life and see how long he lasts. Nothing but swift justice for him. Very sad to see his little boy, the photographs of him, and to think as to what happened here. How could a father want that to happen, let it happen, whatever the case ends up being? He says he didn't do it on purpose. But I think there's going to be big, big challenges ahead for him. That's why he's still sitting there in prison and denied bail. Got this one from William, who says, learner and emails. If all of us operated our businesses that way, Kate, we wouldn't have businesses. Why is there so many backups to backups? And certainly the government, which spends so much money on ridiculous things, would have systems in place so that it wouldn't easily crash. Yes, nothing's 100%, but I think this is more than a little fishy. And then finally, this one from Samuel, who says, Kate, do you like Transformers? Do you like Shia LaBeouf? Did you see that he got in trouble with the law for being obnoxious and drunk? I don't know all the details, but I think he was in New York. Yeah, that just happened not too long ago. I mean, it happened on Thursday. He's apologizing again. He's on Broadway doing Cabaret, and I guess he had a just incredible outburst at the theater. It's so bad. He was drunk, and he had created a ruckus, is what it's being called. And they charged him with criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, obscene language, the New York Police Department. And this is like the world is unraveling for this kid, which I don't understand. If back in February, I remember this, there was something in Los Angeles. There was some kind of disturbance there for different things that he had done. And I remember that he had some kind of an exhibit where he said, I'm sorry. So now he's going to, have to take that exhibit and put it somewhere in New York and apologize there. Oh, that is brutal. He's becoming the male version of Lindsay Lohan. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Just Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She calls me to life and I wear my favorite mask. I guess the stones are coming to fit for now. You know I'd like to believe that the nervousness will pass.
He's back again, and I'll tell you what, boy, it's perfect time to have Jeff Atticott on to toss things around with, especially with what we're seeing in the Middle East. He's a terrorism expert, and, you know, Jeff, as you watch what's happening in Iraq, and I thought of you as soon as all of this started happening, and we talk so often about jihad and Sharia law and intent and all that. Tell us about this group that now has raised the most money of any terror group, from what I understand.
Well, you know, it's an interesting combination because they're obviously they're Sunni based and they are a terrorist group, but you have, of course, the fact that the Shiites under Maliki have taken power. When we left in 2011, he almost excluded all the Sunnis from the government. And so they have the sympathy of the Sunni population, which is in the Sunni triangle, and that's where they've had all of their achievements and successes is in the Sunni triangle, because the Sunni military, they're simply kind of going over to the other side. So even though many of the Sunnis do not agree with the terror tactics, they're looking at these folks and saying, well, it's better than the Shiites and being under their thumb. So they've actually have that, but you notice they're not going to take Baghdad. They're not going to go into the Shiite territory. They're simply going to carve out the Sunni territory and then set up their rule from there.
Yeah, you know, talking about Nuri al-Maliki. Why is this guy in the position that he's in the first place? Really, wasn't he weak from the beginning, and wasn't he exclusionary from the beginning?
Yes, he was. There's no question about that. We should have done what we did in World War II. When we conquered the Germans, when we conquered the Japanese, we went in and we basically told them, here's what you're going to do and here's how you're going to do it. We had the silly idea, you know, of democracy. Let everybody go out and vote. Well, that's not what democracy really is all about. If you stand for intolerance, then you don't get to vote. And in a country like Iraq and other Middle Eastern countries, they don't have democratic principles. So you're voting basically for, as we saw in Egypt, like the Muslim Brotherhood, for intolerance. And if that's the case, then you don't stand for election. So we kind of fell into this illusion that, you know, people will choose for the better path. And that's not so. When you have a country that has decades and hundreds of years of a very backward view of the concept that we take for granted in this country.
Yeah, so what do you think that means as we watch all of this spill over for Afghanistan and ultimately the end of the road with Afghanistan?
Well, of course, Afghanistan is going to be a disaster, and that's why Obama released Bergdahl, because he has been trying for several years to get the Taliban to negotiate with him, because, you know, liberals always think if I can just talk to them and sprinkle magic fairy dust, they're going to love us and we'll negotiate and share our differences and all this other nonsense. So the Taliban basically gave President Obama half the peace side and said, no, we're not negotiating with you unless you give us our top four-star generals, the five that are in Guantanamo Bay. So Obama agreed to release those people. Bergdahl was simply a pawn in his effort to get the Taliban to go to the table. And, of course, now that Bergdahl is released, the Taliban is, if they do go to the table, you know, they're not going to do what President Obama wants. What President Obama wants is to leave Afghanistan without having the narrative that we were driven out, because the Taliban is going to step up their attacks, because that's the narrative they want to portray, that they drove the Americans out, and have that as their rallying cry for thousands of new recruits as they take over the country once again.
Wow. Scary, scary stuff. And then we see also the relationships and what's evolving there, that you have the Secretary of State, John Kerry. In my opinion, Jeff, he wasn't over there fast enough anyway. But how would you say the administration from that perspective has handled things?
Well, you know, John Kerry is a liberal's liberal, as President Obama is, as Hillary Clinton is. They're disoriented to reality. They come up with these silly ideas. We're going to have a reset button, and everybody will just love us, and we're going to just be so wonderful by the presence of our personality. And these people look at our leadership as jokes. You know, that's what you think about the world. All they understand is the strong man. And right now they perceive that this president is not the strong man, and therefore they have no respect for American might. And even though we have the mightiest army in the world, they're simply kicking sand in our eyes, and they know that nothing will happen. And so they have no respect for us, and they have no fear for us, and therefore we have very little leverage with these people, because we're not going to use our heavy weapons. We're not going to go back into Iraq. They know that. And so these shuttle diplomacy things are nothing more that we saw with the Paris Peace Accords with North Vietnam, the same old nonsense. You know, you're going to negotiate with these individuals that are basically totalitarian murderers. Not going to happen.
The former VP, Dick Cheney, says, you wait and see, that this is vicious enough that this is the group that can spread into the United States. What do you say to that?
Well, he's right. I mean, you know, we have two categories of jihadists. We have our domestic homegrown jihadists, and when they plan an attack here in the homeland, they're about 90% unsuccessful. Most of the plots have been broken up. They've been prosecuted by the Department of Justice. A few of them got through, like the folks in Boston and one here in Texas, but the majority don't get through. When Al-Qaeda Central plans an attack, they're about 50 to 60% successful in their attacks. They have a higher rate of success because they have more skills, they have more intelligence, they have more assets to plan and put together these sophisticated attacks. Whereas our homegrown folks, they're very dedicated to the cause, but not very sophisticated in the planning aspect of conducting an attack.
Being in Texas, when you see what's happening at the borders now, especially with these new immigration policies kicking in. Do you fear that even there, that's where somebody could slip in? Because certainly it'd be much easier, I would think, to come through our southern border than it would be through the north.
It's already happened. We convicted somebody in San Antonio 2 years ago, a member of Al-Shabaab, and before he invoked his Miranda rights, he says, oh, yeah, by the way, I smuggled in several Al-Qaeda operatives in the United States already, and then he invoked his Miranda rights. So, yeah, there's that possibility, and, you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, that liberals will avoid the issue and the reality that every nation has a right to protect its border. I'm all for immigration as long as it's legal immigration. I am against illegal immigration, as any rational person should be.
Yeah, why is it that when you say that, it's like everything rains down on your head that you're just evil and you're not a humanitarian, and how could you think that? Is it just that, you know, here it is, you're playing for either one team or the other, and people aren't paying attention to what we're really seeing at the border, like what you just mentioned?
Yeah, it's a disorientation to reality, and, you know, I'm painting a very broad brush, but liberals, that's how I define them. They are disoriented to reality. They don't understand the simple concepts of, you know, you can't negotiate with totalitarian regimes. They think you can. They think the military is some type of a political tool. No, the military is to be used for self-defense and in crushing the enemy. So they have a whole different idea, a whole different worldview that will lead, in my opinion, to the collapse of the nation sooner or later.
Last one, you know, you mentioned you're there, of course, in San Antonio at St. Mary's and Bo Bergdahl in the reintegration process. What do you think ultimately is going to be the end of the line for him? What do you think after the investigation they're going to decide?
Well, from all that I've heard and anecdotal evidence that I've received, the guy's a traitor. He should be shot. He's a deserter in time of warfare, and that is the penalty for desertion in warfare, is the death penalty. The military didn't classify him that way initially because it's a thought that's so abhorrent to our military esprit de corps that one of our own would side and go with the enemy. It's just unthinkable. And so because we didn't want to think about it, we just kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt. But clearly, from all the facts, this guy is a deserter. What was his motivation, whether he was a flower child and you know, just wanted to go to the other side to give peace a chance, or whether he wanted to give intelligence to the enemy, I can guarantee you the enemy did not receive him with open arms. The Taliban tortured him and beat him and gave him a good dose of reality. Whether or not that would do him any good is unclear.
Yeah, the sad part about that, too, as you know, are is the fact that his platoon members, went after him to find him, as was the military credo, you know, don't leave a man behind. And you know this, Jeff, that there were a couple that were actually killed. There's some dispute as to, oh, gee, was that actually what happened? And was it in the line of duty of trying to find him? But certainly that's at least what several of the soldiers in his platoon are saying, and I think that makes it that much more disturbing, don't you?
Yeah, and those, you know, who's lying? The upper echelon that says that they weren't out to find him, or the soldiers on the ground that know better? The upper echelon is lying to protect this narrative. But I always say, when people give me that line about we leave no soldier behind, that's true. But he left us behind. We never left him behind. And I wouldn't expend one penny going after him once it was established that he had taken off his uniform and walked out to join the enemy. Game over. You left us behind, my friend.
Yeah. All right, we're ending on that. Jeff Attica, terrorism expert, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.